Actually, meditation is not that difficult. This is a Tanjung Piet, by the way. Okay, actually, meditation is not that difficult. At least that's my opinion. But the problem is that you don't know the method of doing things. Sometimes, when you are just about to reach peacefulness, you start making it unpeaceful again. This is the crucial point, the reason why peace won't come up. Sometimes you start thinking, wow, this really feels good. But hey, wait a moment, am I really doing things correctly? This is where doubts come into play, where the hindrances arise. You go off thinking something else and make it all unpeaceful again. If you kept letting things go freely, as it is their original course, they would unfold in a natural way. But there is always a point where everybody starts worrying. Me too. I also had doubts. It's not only you. When I came into this phase, I went thinking, am I really doing things correctly? Did the Kruba Ajahns do it this way? Does this really lead to peace? There are all kinds of variations that can be produced by our minds, preventing our hearts from becoming peaceful. Try to get rid of these mind states. Try to keep going and stay unconcerned, unhurried, and cool. No need to be afraid of not getting to peacefulness. To say it simply, one needs to keep doing the practice anyway, whether it's peaceful or not. One really needs to accept everything. If you keep thinking, peaceful or not, I don't care, then you'll get to peace. If you only want the peaceful states, you'll go worrying, is this really it or not? Then you're really confused, and your heart is even less peaceful than before. If you were to simply let it go according to its own logic, it will automatically flow where it naturally inclines to. Don't overdo sitting with your eyes closed. Do everything well balanced. In the beginning, breathe in very deeply, fully pump all your lungs up with air. Then let it all out and relax and start again with another full breath. Then release the air again. Don't think of anything else then. Try to be only in the present. Just that is enough. As concerns the contents of your brain, just try to take your awareness away from it, keeping it with its object. When there are still thoughts and they don't stop, try to get them to knowing the in and out breaths. That's already enough. Everything will develop on its own. Don't hurry. Keep patient. Do it continually. Don't rush yourself into wanting something. If you're impatient and you want to get something, you won't get it. Keep doing the practice on and on, whether it's peaceful or unpeaceful. This is what Lumpa Cha said. If it's peaceful, keep practicing. If it's not peaceful, keep practicing. If you're lazy, keep practicing. If you're diligent, keep practicing. When you feel lazy, you don't want to practice. It's only when you feel energetic that you do it. So this is the problem. What do you do when one is lazy? This is where it's difficult. When peace arises, everybody wants peace, but if it's not peaceful, there's nobody that wants to sit meditation. Of course, I can understand how you feel. If somebody doesn't get calm during a two-hour sit, there will be 1,000 issues that he'll be thinking of, where somebody who is peaceful just sits down and after a while opens his eyes again, saying he didn't experience anything apart from feeling good all the time. I do understand your problem. The two experiences don't feel the same. They are opposites. But still, one needs to bear with what comes. Suppose today you sit meditation and it becomes completely unpeaceful. You think, man, I wanted to meditate, but during this whole hour, all I've been doing is thinking, what's the use of all this? It's not that I haven't had these experiences before. I have also encountered a lot of unpeacefulness. I know what it's like, sitting for a whole hour, thinking here and there, no samadhi at all. Really, I'm not lying. I'm speaking of real experiences. I know how it is. But I always kept patient, improving bit by bit. No peace. So what? Start again. Doesn't matter that there's no peace. Give it another try. I was encouraging myself. If the meditation is not peaceful, it doesn't matter. If I just keep doing it on and on, there has to be some peace, at least one time. Whether it was really going to become peaceful or not, I didn't know. But nevertheless, I kept on thinking like this for the time being in order to give myself encouragement. This is how I got over unpeaceful times, giving myself the advice that it's all not sure, and that in the future I might come to peace. I was, but if you keep saying it is difficult, of course, then... keeping it up, I gained encouragement and finally became calm. Surely this is difficult. But if you keep saying it is difficult, of course, then it is difficult. If you say it is easy, then it is easy. It's really easy. I don't know how to call it. It's all a problem of not developing the point where it is just right. If you have found it, though, everything comes down to being well-balanced in itself. One can't know, really, where the point of just rightness lies. But if one really does the practice, the right balance will become self-evident. Talking about the middle way is so difficult, because for one person, it may be a certain way, but for some other person, it may be different again. It depends on the individual. Everyone has to go out and find it for himself. One can't tell someone else where the balance lies. Everyone has to try it out on his own until he knows. But if you don't do the practice, you won't know. And when you already tried it out and don't seem to get anything out of it, and if somebody else says he does, you go arguing with each other without end. Isn't that how it goes? Take somebody who learns easily when studying and passes the exams, whereas another person fails them. The one who fails the exams will complain, "I have studied, but I didn't get it. It was so hard, I nearly died." The one who passed will say, "I didn't find it hard at all. The questions were really easy." So what to say? It's difficult to talk about how people feel about things. Whatever standard that lies in the middle should do. That means not to force things too much and not be too lax. This is enough. It is not a question of whether or not you will become peaceful. This isn't the problem. The problem is not to give up practicing. Continually keep on practicing, and you will attain peacefulness. But right now, whether you're a monk, a novice, or a layperson, when you don't become peaceful, you don't want to practice. This is exactly what destroys the peace, what prevents peacefulness from developing. If you're not peaceful, you need to go for it each and every day. That's it. You really don't need to be worried if it's not calm. It doesn't matter. Tomorrow you can start again, no problem. We can restart over and over. That's how to do it. If you all practice in this way, I believe for sure that each and every one of you will find peace. Don't give up too early, every one of you. You are worried that you're not peaceful, that you don't have the barmy the Krupa Ajahns had, like Lumpu Man. They have built up huge amounts before. They really had it easy. All they needed to do was sit down, and in no time, they were already gone beyond, not experiencing anything anymore. If you think like this, you can give up straight away. You might as well stop practicing at once. You have to practice fighting to the last. No peace, never mind. Try to encourage yourselves over and over. It doesn't matter if it's not peaceful. Tomorrow it'll work. It's going to become peaceful. Keep going on and on. That's the way. Fighting relentlessly, unremittingly. The more you practice, the better. Even if you're about to fall asleep, when you're drowsy or agitated, so what? Always bring to your mind that you can begin with a fresh start again and again. You shouldn't give way to moods of happiness and frustration, thinking, "Peaceful enough for today, I've had enough," or "It's so unpeaceful, I better stop. This won't work." You can't do it that way. You need to carry on. As I just said, if you don't experience peace when you are meditating, you wonder, wouldn't it be better to stop, as you've only been thinking for the whole hour anyway? You wanted to sit samadhi, but you keep thinking without end. I've gone through all this myself. When you finally open your eyes, you can't even remember all the stuff you have been thinking of. That's how it goes. But nevertheless, you have to keep going for it. You have to resist and be endurant. If you haven't got it yet, don't worry. Just don't stop doing the practice. If you practice without giving up, you will attain to peacefulness. These are not my words. These are the words of Lumpa Cha. Try to give yourself encouragement. Even if it's not peaceful, encourage yourselves over and over. You can trick yourself. Tell yourself that wherever you go, there have to be obstacles. And here, the obstacles are actually only your own thinking. It's not even the case that the obstacles we have to face lie in other people's thinking. It all comes from ourselves. Our thoughts aren't obstacles that other people have created. It's our own thinking that isn't right. Right view and wrong view is something entirely personal. Nobody else can do the understanding for us. We think our thoughts all alone. The Krupa Ajahns, our friends and other people, they don't know. Even if we are sitting together, they can't know for us. We know individually for ourselves. This is the point that you need to understand. Thinking is entirely personal. Nobody knows for us. Only we know ourselves. Sometimes at the meditation time, we see some other monk. Excuse me, I'm not trying to belittle anyone in particular. Sitting there, absolutely upright for the whole hour, and we think, "Wow, this monk here, for sure he's got it." But in fact, he has been thinking without end for the whole hour. Sitting with a straight back is no guarantee for peaceful states. So try out these teachings, all of you. If there are more questions, you can come and ask them step by step, but you really need to give it a go, practice up to the limit. This is very important, to go as far as you can. Really, don't just do the practice lightheartedly. If all you do is play around, you won't get to peace, you won't develop wisdom. No wisdom for you. You'll keep getting misled by your kilesas. For example, you think, "I don't see anybody else practice. I seem to be the only one practicing here. There's nobody else in the Wat. I'm the only one really serious about the practice." Then after some time you think, "I've always been so strict. If I was to relax a little more in the future, that would be okay too." This can lead to being Whatever. You think, maybe I don't need to come to the meditation sessions anymore. Then you sometimes come, sometimes you don't, and in the end, you stay away completely. Eventually, when everybody stays away, whenever he likes, monastery standards, call what, are completely gone to ruin. You need to go against the stream, put up with things. Patient endurance. Patience and endurance are the very qualities that you need in order to allow peace and goodness to develop. Even if you don't see it now, in the future, you'll see it for sure. It needs perseverance. At times, when I was new, I didn't experience anything special, and I also still have strong views and ideas. When I started practicing in the beginning, when I sat in meditation, there was nothing but confusion. I even started wondering about the Buddha himself, whether or not he actually became really peaceful when he was meditating. These thoughts I had weren't right. It was wrong view to question whether or not the Buddha himself was really peaceful when meditating. At this stage of meditation, to ask things like that, apparently he's expressing distraughtness. During that time, I was in fact practicing a lot. I only had 4 hours of sleep, and these 4 hours had become such fixed habits that I could tell when they were over. As soon as the 4 hours had passed, I'd get up and I would press the alarm clock I had set before it actually went off, many times every night. When I was still struggling, things are confusing. When one is still struggling, things are confusing, but sooner or later, one really ripens, always having resisted and gone against the grain. Finally, peace develops and one feels inspired. All one's efforts in the practice might finally have been quite all right, so one tries to continue in the same way, on, and it becomes more peaceful all the time. When I was new, I tried out what Lumpa Cha said, to light an incense stick and not to get up until the incense was burnt up. I was sitting there sweating, and it wasn't peaceful at all. The sweat was running down in big drops, down my whole body. I did it a lot, every day. One day, I finally found the right balance. Peace arose, and when I opened my eyes, I was surprised. Since when had the incense gone out? From then on, I finally felt encouraged. It meant that the words of the Krupa Ajahns weren't all wrong. If we only really followed them sincerely, I thought to myself that when we don't actually do what they taught us, it is ourselves that aren't sincere. It's nobody else's fault. It all depends on us. So, then I tried to sit continually, trying to overcome myself. When I was tempted to get up, I thought, I don't care. If I'm supposed to die, then okay, I'll die. If my leg is to fall off, okay, let it fall off. Let it all go. That's how I thought. If my legs die off, so what? Don't care. It doesn't matter. I probably won't die. Death? Okay, go ahead. I'll die practicing. That's just what the Krupa Ajahn said. If you die while you put forth, while putting forth effort in practicing, that's better than dying while doing anything else. Doesn't matter. Believe the Krupa Ajahns and just go ahead. I went ahead until I finally found peace up to the present day, all because I believed the Krupa Ajahns. So for all of you, it's exactly the same. It's no different at all. Things such as confusion, I know them all, how they feel, how one worries, where to go, and how to carry on, even spoiling the peace that one already has. I know all of this, so all of you need to try and give a little encouragement to yourselves. If it's too much, you'll be overconfident. If it's too little, it won't work. Sorry, some of it didn't make sense. This is like a very rough translation of a talk. It's a very rough translation of a talk. So. Oh, who? Tan Ajahn Piet.
Is that from Ajahn Chandoko's name? Do you know what that came from?
I think Ajahn Chandoko was there, but it's just some talk that he gave, and monks from Nanachat stopped by his wat on the way to Dhamma, I think.